This is Matt Wells at UN News. In Pakistan, women are major contributors to agricultural production and food security for their families. But like many other nations, the COVID pandemic has exacerbated an already alarming gender gap there. That's especially true for rural women, where the amount of work and responsibility that they've had to shoulder has gone up, leading to a decrease in living standards as they're forced to stay at home and care for others. Meena Dalat Chahi, Food and Agriculture Organization representative to Pakistan, explains to Charlotte Lomas how the UN agency is supporting women in the countryside despite the corrosive impact of the pandemic.
Rural women that work in agriculture are 75% of the labor force, and it's women and girls. So it is a vast majority. You have to know that in Pakistan, although the contribution of agriculture to GDP is, for example, only 19%, but the contribution of workforce is 50%. In this 50%, 75% are women. So this tells you already the importance of women in agriculture in Pakistan. However, this is a country where the gender gap is still very, very high. And one of the big issues is that not just they are employed in agriculture, but most of them are unpaid. And the gender relations in Pakistan, and in rural Pakistan in particular, are also very much influenced by culture and by customs, which in some of the areas are very conservative. So these are seen as barriers which are very difficult to move and change.
The COVID-19 outbreak forced many people out of work. What impacts has the COVID-19 pandemic had on rural women in Pakistan?
It has affected women in many ways. First, because of the lockdowns. Second, because, for example, many of the daily wager, which are men usually in the cities, when they have been locked down, they have returned back to their villages. So what has happened is that the amount of work that the women had to put in to continue sustain the livelihoods, their family, has increased enormously. In addition, it has brought back like taking care of sick members of the family or elders in the household, and extra responsibilities also with taking care of children, which during the time in particular when schools got closed. We've seen for sure an increase in domestic violence, because this came with the stay-at-home confinements. But at the same time, we saw that they had even lost whatever access they previously managed through the years to gain little by little in terms of access to healthcare and reproductive care. This, with the COVID-19, has had a tremendous impact on the women. So it's not just the daily wage loss or the fact that their number of hours in the field has increased together with the work of taking care of the family. But really, when you put it all together, COVID has basically exacerbated situations which are already difficult.
We've seen many countries around the globe turn their attention towards the COVID-19 economic recovery. How is FAO supporting rural women in Pakistan despite the limitations?
The shift of investments towards the response to COVID-19 infection has basically made the situation even more difficult in that sense. We always have the gender component of the project, which is usually very strong. So it's not as an add-on, but really thinking on how you reach the women. And with COVID-19, I have to say that we manage in many communities and villages. We invested a bit more into digitalization. And in some cases, this works pretty well because women don't need to move. They can convene in an area where they can sit a distance wearing masks, so not to further spread the virus or get infected or reduce the risks of infection.
To what extent is there recognition of the importance of achieving gender equality in Pakistan?
There is increasing awareness that this underinvestment on women, or let's say the limitation put on women or the gender gap that women face in this country actually have impacts not just on the economic growth potential of the country, but also on many other aspects such as achieving food security and healthy diets and nutrition. So there is a slow movement where this is starting to become an important realization.